إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتاب عزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون وعبد الله ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال كنت خلف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما فقال يا غلام إني أعلمك كلمات احفظ الله يحفظك احفظ الله تجده تجاهك إذا سألت فاسأل الله وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله واعلم أن الأمة لو اجتمعت على أن ينفعوك بشيء لم ينفعوك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله لك وإن اجتمعوا على أن يضروك بشيء لم يضروك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله عليك رفعت الأقلام وجفت الصحف وفي رواية احفظ الله تجده أمامك تعرف إلى الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة واعلم أن ما أخطأك لم يكن ليصيبك وما أصابك لم يكن ليخطئك واعلم أن النصر مع الصبر وأن الفرج مع الكرب وأن مع العسر يسرا صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم My dear respected elders, brothers and sisters, if we ponder over the situation that is going on worldwide in terms of the economy and all of the catastrophic events that seem to be going on around us, many people are prone to panicking and wondering what is going on. And it gets to a degree sometimes that people lose it. And they lose it to such a degree that many people, they end up taking their lives. And this has happened. This has happened amongst Muslims that I have been made aware of. People in this community know of people who have committed suicide. Or they lose it to such a degree that they do strange things that are unimaginable if people know that person. Like basically going crazy and shooting all the family and so on. But as Muslims, how are we supposed to deal with these kinds of situations that really can be very, very difficult? A person, for example, he loses half of his portfolio in the stock market. Or he loses, you know, his property values to a degree that they are basically next to nothing anymore. If a person truly has iman, if he has the tawakkul and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he should not be moved by these kinds of things. He should not feel any kind of a panic the way that the weak faith people do. And this is something that we should all be trying to strive for. Trying to get that level of iman, that level of faith, that doesn't move us at all. There's a story of, you know, one of our elders, a scholar, a pious person, who used to run a business, and that business entailed, sending ships of trade across the sea. One day somebody came to him and told him, you know, one of your ships, we got the news that one of your ships, which was laden with merchandise, it was destroyed in a storm. Everything was finished. So he looked down, he pondered for a minute, and he said, Alhamdulillah. So obviously people are kind of surprised, why did he say Alhamdulillah? But then after a while, somebody came to him again and said, you know, we got the bad news, we gave you the bad news, and we heard now that in fact it was somebody else's ship that was destroyed. Your ship was fine, and it didn't get destroyed, and it reached its destination safely. So he looked down for a minute, thought for a minute, he said, Alhamdulillah. So people were shocked. When the ship went down, Alhamdulillah. When the ship is safe, Alhamdulillah. What does it mean? So he was asked and he said, I wasn't thinking about the ship when I said Alhamdulillah. The ship going down and the ship being saved, it was of no concern to me. I was looking at my heart. When the ship went down, did my heart get affected by it? It did not. Because I have tawakkul and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everything happens from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I looked down into my heart and thought for a minute and I realized my heart was in its same form and it didn't get affected. So I said Alhamdulillah. And then when I was given the good news that my ship is saved, I looked again at my heart and still my heart was unchanged. My trust in and tawakkul and shukr in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the same. So I said Alhamdulillah again. So this is the level of iman that we need to build. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. The awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ones who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is their wali, and they want to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. They don't have any fear, and they don't have any kind of worry or stress or concern. We look at so many people who are supposed to be, you know, who people idolize, who people look up to and want to be like them. The film stars and the pop stars and all of these famous people. And yet you realize that in their life there is nothing there. Inside there's an emptiness. It is hollow completely. And on many occasions we hear that despite the riches, despite the mansions, despite the expensive cars, despite the jewelry, despite any means of comfort that anybody could assume that a person would be comfortable with, those people go ahead and commit suicide. And then when, you know, the house is searched, you will find all kinds of strange things. Antidepressants, sleeping pills, recreational drugs, all of these things which a person might think that if you are upset or if you are, you know, if you have some kind of worry on your head, you would be taking those things. And on the face of it, those people are so happy, you know, and they have everything that a person could wish for in terms of riches and houses and so on. But inside, because of that emptiness, they cannot sleep at night. And they have this stress. And it pushes them sometimes to suicide. How many times we hear, every year, every few months, we hear of some Hollywood star that committed suicide. So that's a lesson for all of us. That's why the Prophet ﷺ, he said, Al-ghina ghina nafs, or al-ghina ghina al-qalb. The word ghina, it is used to show richness. A person is rich, he is ghani. But the actual literal meaning of ghina is a person's carefreeness. A person is carefree. He doesn't have any concerns. He doesn't worry about anything. He doesn't have any stress. And the word ghina is used for a ghani because people assume that if you have riches, if you have money, if you have all of these materialistic things, you are supposed to be carefree and stress-free. But the Prophet ﷺ, he said something very beautiful, that al-ghina ghina nafs, the true richness is the richness of the heart. When a person is inside, he is satisfied. He has within him a contentment. Then that person is truly ghani. Then materials and money and riches don't mean anything to him. He might be sleeping outside with his head on a rock, but he will fall asleep straight away. Because he is truly a ghani, despite the fact that he doesn't have those material things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. The awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the ones that have no fear. and they don't become upset, neither in this world nor in the hereafter. And we may have heard this hadith many, many times before, but when you put it into the context of what is going on in this day and age, a person really, you know, learns so many things from it. It's narrated by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu that he was riding with the Prophet ﷺ on a horse or a camel. The Prophet ﷺ was in front and he's at the back. And the Prophet ﷺ, he says to him, Ya Ghulam, O boy, O young man, Inni u'allimuka kalimat, I'm going to teach you some words. What are those words? احفظ الله يحفظك. Guard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will guard you. Meaning, guard the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He will protect you. He will guard you. احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. Guard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find Him in front of you. You will find Him, whenever you need Him, you will find His assistance there. You will find Him when you are worried and concerned and upset, you will find Him, He is there to console you. You will turn to Him, and that grief will be lifted when you understand that with each and every difficulty there comes ease, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised, إِنَّمَا عَلْوَسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّمَا عَلْوَسْرِ يُسْرًا. With ta'keed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised this, then a person consoles himself and feels satisfied that truly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help me and He will see me through. He will pull me through this difficult time. احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. Guard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will find Him in front of you. إذا سألت فاسأل الله. When you ask, then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't spread your hand in front of the creation, because the creation, they will get tired of giving you. They will get upset. They will give you one time, two times, three times. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He never tires of giving to anybody. In fact, He becomes upset when we do not ask Him. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ دُعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises and He says, make dua to me, call unto me, I will respond to that call. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us and He doesn't tire of giving to us, then why should we not spread our hands out to Him and ask Him, Azza wa Jal. إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. When you ask, then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ لِلَّهِ. When you seek anybody's assistance, ask the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. O Allah, only You we worship and only Your assistance we seek. إِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. What happens to us because we are so weak of iman, when we are in a problem, we go to all of our resources that are possible. Finally, when all the doors are shut in front of us, then it occurs to us that maybe we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If anybody is sick, we go to all of the doctors that are at our disposal, all of the specialists, and then when all of the specialists say no to us, we cannot do anything, then it occurs to us, then we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas the first door we should be knocking at is the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. When you ask for assistance, ask the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةِ لَوِ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. And be aware. Know this, that if the whole creation was to gather and unite in trying to help you and assist you, they will not be able to benefit you except if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written it for you. If all humanity was to get together and try to help us, and Allah has not written it for us, it is not going to happen. So why not turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the first place? This does not mean that we should not seek medical advice, or we should not take medication. What it means is that take these things and take assistance, but have the tawakkul in Allah, that He is the one who does everything. He is the doer of everything. He is the control of everything. He should be the one that we should finally turn to and make dua. So if all of the humanity was to get together and try to benefit a person, they would not be able to benefit anybody except if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had written it. وَإِنِ اسْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَن يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَضُرُّوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. And if all of humanity was to get together and try to harm you in any way, shape or form, they would not be able to harm you except if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had written that against you. So whose tawakkul should we have? Who should we trust in? We should trust only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should understand that everything that is happening to us in terms of the loss of risk, the loss of sustenance, our portfolio diminishing, our house values going down, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should accept it as such. Should not panic and become depressed and stressed out. We should know that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written, that is happening, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will pull us out of this. We should not be upset and we should not be panicking in any way, shape or form. And then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he goes on to say, رُفِعَكِ الْأَقْلَامِ وَجَفَّتِ الصُّحُفِ. The pens have been raised, meaning the pens of Qadr that have been written, that have been used by the angels to write down the Qadr, they have been raised from the paper, and the papers have dried up, meaning the ink that was used to write a person's decree, that has dried up, and basically that is what Allah has written, and that is going to happen. And again, that this that does not mean that a person just sits and waits for things to happen. If a person loses a job, he should go out and look for a job. If a person loses his sustenance, he should seek his sustenance. And this is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he should know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for him whatever is going to happen, and all of the efforts that he undertakes will enable what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written to happen. So he needs to make efforts. Just like a person who needs a child, he wants a child, first and foremost he needs to get married. And then after getting married, just the dua is not going to make a difference. He needs to get together with his wife and do a certain thing at a certain time of the month, and then his wife, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for him, will become pregnant, and then that person will be bestowed with a child. A person cannot just make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and expect a child to drop down from the sky. So we have to make our efforts, but then trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be satisfied with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for us. In another riwayah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, احفظِ اللَّهَ تَجِدْهُ أَمَامَكَ. Guard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find him in front of you. تَعَرَّفْ إِلَى اللَّهِ فِي الرَّخَاءِ يَعْرِفْكَ فِي الشِّدَّةِ. Know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while you are in a state of ease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recognize you in the state of severity. The natural tendency and inclination of a human is that when he is in trouble, then he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while you are in a state of ease, and he will recognize you in the state of shiddah, in the state of severity. Your voice will be known to the angels when you make dua. That voice which is known, it is not a strange voice, it will be taken up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer that prayer more easily. So we should not wait for a calamity to happen to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not wait for difficult things to happen to be an abid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times and recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. And then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ مَا أَخْطَأَكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ يُصِيبَكَ. Whatever passed you by, whatever you missed out upon, you were never going to get that anyway. Subhanallah. If only we could keep this thing in mind, we would never be stressed out. We would never lose sleep. Never ever. وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ مَا أَخْطَأَكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ يُصِيبَكَ. Whatever you missed out upon, whatever you didn't get, you were never going to get that anyway. وَمَا أَصَابَكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ يُخْطِئَكَ. And whatever you did get, whatever you did get, you are never going to miss out on that anyway. So who should you be grateful for? You should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. for the blessing that He's giving you. Should not be arrogant when you get things and you have the blessings, and you should be patient when you lose out on things. This is what this hadith is saying. وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ النَّصْرَ مَعَ الصَّبْرِ. Be aware also that help is with patience. When you are patient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you. وَأَنَّ الْفَرَجَ مَعَ الْكَرَبِ. That when a person is going through difficulties, he will find faraj, he will find some openings, and he will find a way out from these difficulties if he is patient. وَأَنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَ. And be also aware that with every difficulty there is ease. This is again what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in Surah, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ. إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَ. إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَ. Indeed with every difficulty there is ease. Indeed with every difficulty there is ease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeated it twice to stress upon the point so that we could understand. We should not lose hope. Whenever we see any calamity happening, any difficulty happening, we should never get to a degree of hopelessness and losing sleep at night. We should turn and have true tawakkul and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is the one who will pull us out of this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard. Today inshallah we're going to have a brief fundraiser for the operations.